and we don't have any choice, but because we are created beings, we always have to, in every single step, start with the left, revelation of evil, revelation of hatred, revelation of the shattering that the Creator had prepared for us to start with. He created the system in the complete way. He then shattered it. We need to learn what is the matter of this shattering. What exactly did he break? And instead of this perfect system, then the opposite system has been revealed, which is in state of shattering, hatred, rejection. And that is how we correct what the Creator did, seemingly correct, meaning by that we grow, we understand, and we always maintain these two foundations, these two lines, and are in the middle line. What is the middle line between hatred and love? That we understand that both hatred and love, the Creator is the source, He is the giver. One, it comes out of Him from existence of existence, that is love that came out of Him. And the other comes out of Him in the opposite way, existence from absence. And these two elements, these two fundamental elements, right and left, existence from existence and existence from absence, love and hatred, they both come to us from the Creator, and we need to treat them this way. Meaning, to start with, I need to not relate myself not to hatred nor to love. No, that I get from above. I always need to relate myself to the middle line. When hatred is revealed, okay, very good, thank you very much. Although I am entirely included from it, absorbed by it, absorbed from this hatred, I don't see in me any thought or desire which isn't in this hatred. It really, it awakens me, it shakes me up, but then it passes by. The Creator did such things to me. And then I start balancing things out together. That my middle line has to be by both hatred and love acting as one. Because it can't be one without the other. I, as a created being, cannot be in a single desire, in a single thought. It's always one thing and its oppositeness. I'm included in both of them, I'm among them. We'll have to learn that and arrange ourselves correctly in the absorption of these qualities, of these two qualities of love and hatred together. And then, in such a way, we will advance. It's only through connection in the group. Here, we already have very simple guidelines. If we really want to resemble the Creator, then we need to do actions towards the friends. Here, this trick, the Creator stabilized us in a group, that from the relationships within the groups, we can arrange our relationships with the Creator. It's a wonder. It's the only form that can be. On the one hand, on the other hand, hadn't he have done it, We would never be able to resemble the Creator, to know who the Creator is. Tell me who, what, this, that, how? If there is a group, and this group is in front of me, and I have to love them more than myself, and to constantly think of them and to care only for them, then it's clear to me, whether I like it or not, it's clear to me that my attitude towards them is my attitude towards the Creator. It is completely equal, and there is nothing other than that. No more, no less, but in an equivalent manner. The exact same thing that I feel in the group, I feel towards the Creator. And I can't cheat myself that with the Creator, I would definitely work it out and sort something out. Because with the Creator, how else can it be? No, you treat the Creator... I need to only see in front of me a simple system, the group, and in the group, the Creator. If the relationships between us will reach the first point of connection, then the Creator is revealed in that connection as a result of the connection. If more is revealed, more connection on a second degree, the Creator will be even more revealed in a more sublime manner, a special manner, etc. Meaning every time that I discover the extent of connection in different forms, then by that, every time I'm discovering new opposite forms of the Creator. And to the extent that I understand what kinds of desires of hatred, envy are in me, and to the extent that I can overcome this and reach connection and discover this form of connection, which is the Creator, then in such a way I start this dialogue with Him. That's how it is. And because every single moment, every second, we... these desires change in us, the desires, the thoughts from my connection with the others, that with that I feel how the Creator treats me, what He wants to pass on to me, and accordingly how I want to arrange these things in connection, in love, and by that I respond to Him, I talk with Him, communicate with Him. And by that, that's how I start communicating with Him, talking to Him. That is our form of communication, of connection with the Creator. It's all through the group, through the tent, through connection, that I stabilize with the other. That's how you'll advance. Most important is to learn the state you are in and to relate it to the path. That's it. There isn't a single moment that we go through that has something redundant in it. There is nothing redundant. And specifically like we read there, there is no happier state in a person's life when one is despaired from one's own strength and can turn to the Creator and demand and ask of Him for this strength. That is actually our... that is the greatest achievement there is. He understands that nothing will help him, and he's in the depth of his ego, and the Creator did this on purpose to him, that on the one hand he's grateful to the Creator, that He placed him in this. On the other hand, he asks of the Creator to correct this, because it isn't meaning that he won't ask of the Creator for the Creator to save him from feeling bad, but that he rises above the evil and he says, it doesn't matter to me, I'm willing to remain in this state of evil, but in this state I cannot bless you, I cannot justify you, and that is why I ask. Specifically for that reason, I ask for you to transfer me to a state of goodness. Otherwise, I won't be able to bless you, and that is what I feel as pain. And not that I myself feel bad, and that's why I ask you to save me. Save me from the fact that if I do feel bad, then I'm necessarily cursing you. That's how you built me. That's how you made me. And that is why, that is what I ask for. Meaning it's very important when we turn to the Creator, what exactly is the cause we're reaching out to Him? What exactly is the stage that we want to receive from them? Why? What do we have in that? This is what is important for us. Exists in between them. But the middle line is considered the extent of dvikut, adhesion of the created being with the Creator. Because not from hatred nor from love that I feel, that's not myself. When I stabilize myself, I understand that there are two forces here which are actually equal. Only one I have preference over the other because I want to relate to the quality of bestowal more than to the qualities of the created being. So, what is my choice? What do I prefer? How do I connect these two forces together? How, from the two, do I build myself? That is the question. And that is why I need to care for balance between the two, not to disrespect or erase anything, and not to rise, not to lift or lower, not hatred or love. But I need to use both of them as much as I can in a balanced way between the two. First of all, that I relate to the Creator, both of them. I'm grateful for Him for this and for that equally. I'm included of these two qualities, and specifically in that I feel that I'm seemingly not dependent on them. By that I find this point of connection with the Creator. It's called the middle line. It's between this and that, because they both come from the Creator, both hatred and love. But what comes from me? From me, what comes is that same ability to connect the two together and to combine them and to relate them to the Creator. That's what the middle line is built from. It doesn't exist to start with. We, human beings, build it in our attitude to the Creator, that we exist, we feel it, we get from Him these two forces, the force of evil, the force of goodness. The force of evil is what separates us, and between us and the Creator, and the force of goodness, which through it, I can connect all these things together. Because when we treat the created being in such a way, then we feel that there is room here for a special state called the middle line. By that, I connect to all of reality. This middle line is called Adam. That is called Yashar Kel, Israel. That is called specifically that it aims me, directs me like an arrow towards the Creator. That's it, because the right line and left line, These are simply the two sensations, emotions, conditions, laws through which I can stabilize myself like the Creator. The Creator and I, when we meet in the middle line. That there isn't a matter of hatred there or love. There is another component above it, which is called adhesion. If you want to turn to the Creator, you need to connect to all the friends, good, bad, everything that you have with them, because seemingly to hug them all together, and with everything you have together with them, with these states of yours, and with your goal to turn to Him, that you want correction, you hug them this way. That's how you reach out to Him. Because the Creator, all in all, is in the ten. And if you try to hug them, even though it's bad and it's not good and you hate these and those, you don't even talk to them and it doesn't matter what. But in order to turn to the Creator, you need to have this. Otherwise, there is no reaching out to the Creator. He won't hear. So, if you can hug them, if even those that you don't feel them at all, you don't like them, and more, that you are trying to hug them and trying to reach out to Him, then you'll see how it immediately starts working on you. This is the best plea. If you can't do it, then somehow ask from Him to help you hug them all. Meaning, to help you correct the state. That from the state you will reach out to Him. You can also say, I want to hug them, but I don't know what for and how. So help me find the correct prayer to you. Everything. You need to reveal all the deficiencies that you can along the way. To ensure the success of the friends in a Congress, I can. It is all in my hands. It's all in my hands. Find such excerpts about that. A person can commit for the others, for the Creator, and say, I commit, I correct them, I collect them, I care for them, I, me, it all depends on me. That is exactly the arvut that we learned a little bit. A person needs to say that he is responsible for everyone. Each and every one of us here, he needs to feel that he's responsible for us all to reach connection between us and to reach connection with the Creator. In a way that there is no doubt that if he does this, then that's the way it will be with everyone. Spirituality has slightly different laws than corporeality. Well, I don't want to confuse you because it's related to perception of reality. That he who sees flaws, he sees them through his own flaws. That I don't see myself, I don't see you, I see my corrupted self. And if I correct you, that's considered that I corrupt myself, that I correct myself from within. And then it turns out that the whole group depends on me then, in that case. Every success, the whole world, it all depends on me.
To rely on the friends.
How does he reach that? From depending on them. I depend on everyone. Everyone. I am a result of them. The more they draw the light, connect with the Creator, after them, I can also connect. To count on the friends, that is considered that without them, I cannot connect with the Creator nor get the light that reforms, not to be in some force of a stall, nothing. My dependence on the friends is more important than my dependence on the Creator. It's more. I need to first connect with the friends. I need to reach love of others, from love of others to love of the Creator, only in such a way. That's why to feel myself as existing together now in a group as one and dependent on each other, this is a necessity. And we will even amplify that in the desert. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and we'll then come to the convention. We have many days of bonding, of connection, of turning to the Creator, and each one has to feel that he's responsible for everyone, that it's truly so. It's not just pretty words. And that's how we'll advance.
Necessity is what we're lacking. We're lacking necessity. We are still not seeing a direct link between how we're connected and the Creator that's revealed in that connection. That's what we need to somehow insert into our heart, into our heads. The connection between us has to be as one point where everyone is. And in that connection, in that point, the Creator appears. And that's what we need to see clearly before us, that this is the only way this is happening, and then it won't be difficult.
As well, I hate him for one thing, and I love him for a different thing. How can I find the middle line? For me, it's
middle line is very simple. I don't care about love. I don't care about hate. As long as I'm connected with him. Just like with kids, right? I have a child. He behaves one way, then another. But a love does not belong to the bad thing or the good thing. I'm connected to him because he is a part of my soul. We are all parts of the soul of Adam HaRishon. I need to see it as a goal. We all have to be connected. So what's the question here? So all those states, good or bad, that I'm going through with the friends, is only to strengthen, to reinforce my connection inside the general soul. So I would become by myself that general soul. I don't want to scrutinize those states with a friend. Good, bad, this way, that way. What do I get out of it? I need to rise above it in order to decide that this is what's happening inside the soul. And the main thing is the connection within the soul. That's why we were given there's disturbances, so we would rise above them. It's not simple to hold ourselves because we keep falling. So we have an environment, a society, a group holding us. And that's how you advance. And each one will fall each time, but the society will strengthen. It's not that we simply fall to a bad feeling, we could also fall to a good feeling. Rather, it's still falling. Why? Because I feel good, society is great, I have good connection with the friends, that's it, done. I'm already off the path. I'm already inside the feeling of good. It feels good. Meaning, live in the intention and not in the feeling of good or bad. That's what we need to do. That's what we're demanded of. To be constantly aimed at the goal, to see this goal before our eyes, to feel it before us. And I need that. And whether it's bad or good or different confusions and all those states, it doesn't matter to me really, as long as I hold on to the goal, unity, the connection between us and the Creator, with the negative forces, the positive forces, everything is inside. I don't want to miss out on anything, not in the good, not the bad. Just to be connected together and with the Creator. That's it.
We have advanced.
We're coming out of the lesson. I sign with a few more, 5, 6, 7 more friends. You don't need to have exactly 10. I sign with them. We're talking. We have an agreement between us in which we think constantly how to be together, how to think of one another, how to strengthen the connection between us so that the Creator will be revealed, and the Creator, He will be revealed. With that, we want to embrace all of Nebaruch that are here and all over the world, and all of us to be as one group. Let's think of that all day long. As much as we can. This group, that group, doesn't matter. Each and every one should feel himself with the others, thinking about it, and that's the daily task. You'll see until the evening.